Can you provide an overview of the disease features of each of the myeloproliferative neoplasms?
We are still talking about the three characteristic classic Philadelphia chromosome negative myeloproliferative neoplasms. And these are basics on the PV, ET, and myelofibrosis. Just to get a sense what we are talking about, what is the problem with each disease, what cells are affected primarily, and why they are called what they are called. Like ET is called because platelets are high. Myelofibrosis is called like that because the fibers in the bone marrow that prevent cells from growing, and the clinical scenario is different. The anemia, thrombocytopenia, develops big spleen as a reaction to the failing bone marrow and constitutional symptoms and a short life expectancy. So the spectrum of clinical problems is different, but they are tied very well clinically and biologically together. The transition that we can see in some patients from the most benign condition, ET, some patients, up to 10% of the patients, actually can, over time, acquire high red blood cell count and become polycythemic. This is funny. In the clinic, patients come with a long-term history, 5 years history of ET, and now the hematocrit is high. Nobody suspects any change, but in fact, they have evolved into PV. They don't have two diseases. Patients think, I have ET, now I have PV. No, it's one condition. We know also that everybody with ET and PV is at some risk, low risk of progression to myelofibrosis, and that all three conditions at a low rate can progress to acute myeloid leukemia. So we are talking really about biological continuum that is not evident in everybody, but it's possibility in a smaller proportion of the patients.